This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 511, recorded Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Isn't this usually where you make a funny noise?
Oddly, I did not hear you play the kazoo at all.
Really? I don't have a special kazoo microphone that I set up this time.
I did not hear a single note.
Really? Tell me if you hear this. Did you hear that?
I heard a... And then it went away.
That's weird. You're telling me that you can barely hear me? Maybe the microphone is not close.
No, you, I hear fine. You, I hear great.
So oddly enough, my kazoo is somehow being filtered out by Zoom. What is it? It thinks it's background noise?
I don't know.
Do I have to, you know, I'll check and post. You know, maybe I'll just hum my, you know. Okay. Anyway.
So, dump, da, dump, 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 dump.
Yeah, as I said, I'll see what happens. I'll see what happens in post.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think some of the problem would be is that I am back in my apartment as promised. Now next week I will probably be finishing up. I'm going to go back up to the country and, you know, drain the water, take all the stuff out of the refrigerator, and close that house up. And so I'll be probably doing some renovation here in my apartment. I don't know when, though, because judging by the mess that I've left here, having spent the last few months just coming in, dumping stuff off, and then going back up, I have a massive amount of work to do in order to set this up to do proper video. And video again, the computer that actually is actually running the live stream, because of the positioning of open services, is actually too far from where I am sitting for me to manipulate it. So I need to move the mixing system, the microphone, and everything around so that I can so that everything is close enough for me to manipulate at the same time.
So, yes, you do.
Yes. No, I know, but problematically, I didn't have time to do that because when I got here, there's just so much piled up stuff that needs to be taken care of. I was able to clear enough stuff off of this desk to actually put something on it because there was like a pile high. I would come, you know, put stuff down, take stuff with me, and then leave. So I need like a week of uninterrupted cleaning to really get things so that I can move. Essentially move furniture and rewire stuff. So don't know when I'll be able to do that. There might be one more episode where I have a problem. But we'll see. I'm going to try to rig something up. So the stream seems to be working reliably on the other side of the room, but if it fails, I can't see so well from here. So that's one part of my problem. I do have a few other problems I have to deal with. But also, since there's a pile of stuff to wade through, there are other projects that have to be done. For example, and I put it into the show notes, I finished building my outdoor air quality sensor.
And how's that? Are you getting good readings?
I don't know. How do you know if your air quality sensor is getting good readings? So I'll give you a little example. I have two air quality sensors outside. I have the radio frequency one that I bought, which is the EcoWit 915 megahertz sensor, which is reporting about 8 minutes ago, it reported that my PM10 sensor was at 36 and my PM2.5 was at 34. The new sensor, which is sitting outside and will not die because it is plugged in. So unless I didn't, if my minimum amount of weatherizing didn't work, since I really don't know how to weatherize,
Right.
The other one is reporting a PM10 of 34 and a PM2.5 of 32. But it also has a PM1 sensor, and that's reporting 22. So close. Not identical, but close. And again, since it's plugged in, it won't die so easily. Unless, of course, the elements kill it. We'll find out. Either way, I've been looking at the formula to calculate air quality based on particulates. So I want to see if I can actually get an AQI index. Might not be 100% accurate, but at least it will be as accurate as purple air. So that's my latest project. But the reason I've been building these sensors is, guess where all the sensor equipment was? On the surface that I wanted to clear off to start putting all of the streaming stuff that I've been building all summer. So I needed that space.
Yep.
Yeah, well, more to do, as you know. So that's that. And I think I told you that I had to jerry-rig the whole system this week.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Now, we are recording early this week because you have an alternative engagement at 9 p.m. Apparently, there are these two guys who are going to be arguing with each other.
Yes, and my daughter and I watch it together.
I want to commend you for you and your daughter having bonding time together.
Oh, I don't know if I'd call it bonding time because...
Afterwards, are you going to have a spirited discussion about it?
We'll have a spirited discussion as it goes on.
Okay. Well, I hope it works out for you. I'm rooting for the person who mutes the microphones.
I understand.
Anyway, so there were a few things that happened over the course of this week. Apparently, there's a new UI coming for Google Smart Displays. So there will be a UI, apparently, with like little things that say Media, Home Control, Communicate, Discover tabs.
And I got to say, the UI looks good.
I look forward to seeing it.
Looks good.
Well, the people at Google offered me a discount on another Nest Hub, and while I don't really need another voice assistant, it makes a really good digital photo frame, so the discount was worth it. I like looking at old pictures. You know, they just cycle through. And because it's hooked into something that's auto-uploaded from my phone, I don't have to go tell it what pictures to show. It will just keep randomly showing things. So I can just look over and say, look, there's that guy who I met at that place. Anyway, now, if you liked Google Play Music, apparently that no longer works with Assistant because they have continued their slow trek towards shutting it down.
Really?
Yes. But again, you still have YouTube Music.
Okay.
Well, YouTube Music is what they want to replace it with. The same way, if you look two stories down on the rundown, Google Chat will be mandated for everybody next year because they're going to make sure that they kill Hangouts.
Yep.
Sad.
Yep.
Anyway, I like Hangouts. That's what I talk to you on.
That's what you chat with me on.
Communicate.
Text, even.
Type.
Type, yep.
Yes. Let's see, moving along. The assistant might soon support third-party podcasting services. But I don't know. I never really thought of Spotify as a podcasting service, so I don't know.
They're trying to get into it.
Yeah, but, you know, I think now I sort of have this whole, okay, it's a podcasting service. Podcasting used to be, it was a program that would just gather all of the feeds from other places and give you an interface. And now suddenly it's, oh, and now you have to subscribe to this network and that network. When did podcasting, you know, become network television? And network television isn't even network television anymore because now you have 15 different streaming services for every network.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there's CBS All Access, there's Peacock, there's HBO Max, there's Hulu. and you want to watch one thing on one of these things, and you don't want to pay for, you know, another $10 a month to watch one program.
That's true.
And you don't even know if you're going to like the program because you can't even watch an episode of it.
And you also don't want to pay $100 a month just to, for 900 channels that you don't care about.
Well, don't get me started with cable, which is where we end up with that.
No, streaming services too.
I'm wondering, and I keep meaning to look into bundling, because I know there are some bundles you can take advantage of. What is it, Hulu plus Disney Plus as a bundle?
I don't know.
Neither do I. That's why I said I don't know. Anyway, let's see what else we have here. Trusted Contacts is joining the Google Graveyard. So if you wanted to make sure that you could share your location with people you trust so that they know where you are, you can't use Google for that.
Oh, no.
What's that type of year? Do you remember when I talked about GPS Logger, which is the program that allows you to log your coordinates into a file?
Yes.
The developer got tired of it being pulled off of the Play Store and has decided to retire. So he's not going to be maintaining it.
Don't blame him.
Yeah. A lot of people are disappointed at this, and it's possible somebody might take it up. There was a proposal to strip out the closed source portions of it, which would include the ability to upload to Drive and to upload to Dropbox and move it over to the F-Droid store, where they won't give them trouble. At least not that type of trouble. But the original developer wants to take a break. So he's frustrated with the cat and mouse game, which is sad for me, but you know, I'll find something else. Google Recorder is testing automated backups to Google Drive.
I like this. This is good.
Well, I want to use the recorder. I came up with a project that I was talking to my family about recently. As you know, I've been hanging around with my parents during the pandemic. And I thought this was a good time to sort of, you know, record some of their life stories. And I thought, you know, this with its automatic transcription and backup might be a good way to do it. I don't need a high quality recording.
Right.
And I suggested that my mother do this with my grandfather before he passed away, and he didn't want to talk. So I figure I should be prepared. There will be a time when I will want to listen to those recordings. Also, I can never remember some of those family stories.
It
I don't know.
It'd be good to have them archived in some way.
Yeah, I have pictures, but in many of the pictures, I don't know who these people were because I wasn't alive when they were.
Can I just say I'm kind of excited about this new version of the recorder app.
Yeah, so am I. I think it would be very useful. Did you ever try the transcription feature for that?
No. I'm so excited about the Google Recorder that I bought a Pixel 5.
You actually bought the Pixel 5?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, okay.
You waited this long in the conversation to mention this?
That you don't have it yet.
No, that you have a new toy coming. I didn't say you had a...
It's not supposed to, according to the Google, I ordered it 5 days ago, and it's not supposed to be here until November 6th or 9th.
Okay.
It just didn't seem like, you know, it didn't come up.
Okay. Well, I do have a question for you at the end, speaking of purchases, based on your experience. Portrait Light arrived on older Google Pixel phones. This is the thing where you can use essentially a software light to light up your picture.
Yep.
Also a cute computational feature. If you have been following Xiaomi, they apparently are working on 80-watt wireless charging tech that can allegedly charge your phone in 19 minutes. I'm very annoyed by these charging tech stories.
Wow.
It seems like, you know, it's always, this thing will charge your phone in this number of minutes, and we never see that.
I don't know.
They just announce it.
USB-C is, my phone's at 37% right now. I plug it in, and it says it'll be full in an hour.
Yeah, I'm just saying that we don't see any of these advertised charging technologies. We see other ones, but the ones that we keep hearing about that are so impressive never seem to get off the ground.
I want a wireless charging where the coil does not take up the entire back of the phone.
Well, if I remember correctly, I think on the 5, the phone is, I think, metal, and then there's like a plastic cutout where the charging coil is.
Well, my phone mount in my cars it's a magnetic mount. So I put a little piece of metal in the case and just, you know, throw it up there and it sticks. And I like that and it's useful. But that means I can't wirelessly charge.
Well, I've been worried about charging ever since my battery had that little problem recently.
Sure.
So I don't know. I've been leaving my phone off the charger until it gets down to a lower number, rather than just putting it back on there when I'm working. So I've always left my phone on the charger that's sitting on my desk while I'm working. Now I'm leaving it off the charger until it gets down to like 50% and then letting it charge back up.
So question, if it charges 80 watts, I wonder how much it consumes, because wireless charging is not super efficient.
Yeah, I know. And I'm a little confused about what's going on with this. They're saying that it can charge a battery in 19 minutes. And I'm just curious exactly, you know, what's the heat? How's that going to happen? And how much energy is that wasting? How much do you have to pump into that coil?
Yeah, that was what I was asking.
Anyway, we'll see if it ever gets off the ground. If not, then we don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
Then there was an interesting story from Kevin Toefel over at Stacy on IoT, asking the question, in 2021, do you need or want a hub in your smart home? I just bought a bridge, so I don't know. Is a bridge like a hub?
The Brooklyn Bridge?
No, I bought that.
I don't think that's actually for sale. You might have been conned.
No, I bought a Zigbee bridge. So it's a little device it's a little wireless device that sends and it has a Zigbee radio and a Wi-Fi radio, and a little chip, so it allows you to essentially bridge Wi-Fi and Zigbee. So that's sort of a hub.
Yep.
So I'm going to say yes.
Although I think probably your home assistant is probably the hub.
Yeah. I don't want to slave all of my stuff to Amazon or Google. I don't mind having them at the periphery of my system, but I don't want them to be the brains.
Now we have long talked about how local processing is much better than cloud processing.
Well, my problem is when I came back here, you know, my lights weren't working properly. I upgraded the firmware on my Zigbee chip, and all of a sudden everything was acting weird. So I have all this maintenance to take care of here. In terms of my electronics.
Yep.
All of my lights are now different colors. I don't know what's going on. Well, no, I have all of the, you know, these ESP8266 Tasmota devices. And for some reason, a bunch of them forgot some things, so I had to upgrade them. And now the little LED light used to be green when the light was on. Now it's yellow, and I don't know what's going on. I didn't even know it could do yellow. So something weird is going on.
That's got to be funny.
Well, it's just, you know, I'm working on constructing the next home assistant / weather / plane tracking computer for the possible upcoming escapades in the Sunshine State.
Yes.
So I would have 3 weather stations, home assistant, and plane tracking computers running in 3 different locations. We'll see what happens with that. But it means that I look at all the technology that I want to put in each place, and then I have to maintain them all.
Yes.
And the Florida one is going to be the hardest because I'm not there very often. So what if it breaks and the 2 people there don't know what to do?
They will call you.
This morning, they couldn't figure out how to plug a HDMI cable into the back of their cable box.
It's complicated, man.
I took the cable out and plugged it into a laptop because they wanted to attend a Zoom bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
And then I went to work and they couldn't figure out how to plug the wire back into the cable box. I didn't think that that was a hard thing. I didn't tell them anything other than plug it into the port that says HDMI. Oh, well.
Maybe there are many of those.
Not on the back of the cable box.
Maybe there are. You don't know.
I went up and
you do know.
I went up and did it. Anyway, I do have a question for you as an expert on this particular matter.
I'm an expert?
You are. Well, I thought it sounded nicer than Pixel Snob.
Okay.
I'm thinking of going for a larger monitor.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts or on this particular matter?
How's your eyesight?
Well, also waiting for me when I got here were the first pair of mail order glasses I've ever ordered.
Well, what I'm running now.
Are you, when you say eyesight, are you talking about with or without my glasses? Because I'm assuming with my glasses, it's.
Whatever relatively. You're going to use, I mean.
I have horrible eyesight without my glasses.
You need large text on your monitors.
Probably a good idea.
Then, say, I'm running 32-inch 4K monitors.
I'm thinking of upgrading to a 32-inch 2K monitor from two 24-inch 1080 monitors.
1080 is 2K.
1080 is one is no. HD.
Right.
I'd be going to 2K from what? Well, technically, I always wondered about that because if it goes HD and then 2K, why is not HD 1K?
HD is 2K. Here's how it works. 1080p, right? Your HD is actually 1920 by 1080.
Yes, I know that.
Okay, so your 2K is the number of pixels across. So 2K is 1920.
Okay,
4K, well, this is 3840.
What's in between?
There is no in between.
Okay, then what did I order? Let me see. I put something in my cart. Let me see, what was it? Because I was still going back and forth about what I should and shouldn't order. So let me see, what did I put in my cart to consider?
A 32-inch 2K monitor is essentially a 32-inch TV. Your text is going to be ever-loving huge. Which, I mean, maybe works for you. I don't know how.
No, this is more than 1920 by 1080.
Then it's not 2K.
Okay, then they're advertising it incorrectly.
What is the resolution of the monitor?
This is 2560 by 1440. So more than 1080, but less than 4K.
Wow, that's a really odd size. I had a 30-inch that was 2560 by 1600. But those all seem to have disappeared. Anyway, that's a good resolution.
I was going to give it a shot. It's on sale this week.
How much?
About 200.
Really? Wow.
Well, again, I'm not going to get rid of the 24-inch. I may keep it as a secondary monitor.
I believe it is impossible to go too large. More pixels is better than less pixels in all cases.
Yeah, it's just how to arrange it. I have limited space at the moment with the messiness, so I want to rearrange things. But I was thinking I would have that as the, since I do have a double-decker system here, I thought I would have that as the lower monitor and then have one of the smaller monitors just for monitoring things.
I do not like the vertical layouts.
Well, remember, most of the time I'm going to be looking at the big monitor.
Yep.
So the little monitor is just like news type things. But anyway, I'll see what I end up doing. And I might take one of the reason I want to replace one of these is I might take one of the monitors down with me to Florida and set up.
Cool. So shall we wrap it up?
So I'll tell you what ends up happening if I ever actually have enough time to clean this place up, because in order to do anything with monitors, I'd have to dismantle the desk, which is going to take me a while.
I understand.
So hopefully I'll get all that. I
reconfigured my office.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have the desk laid out in a way that they were not set up to be laid out. So yep. I ended up having to dismantle everything and then kind of like use L brackets and straight brackets to line them all up and assemble them how I wanted.
I don't need to do anything with brackets. I just need to take everything off and, you know, pull the wires through and readjust it so that it's a slightly different configuration. And I do that every, you know, 6 to 12 months anyway. I try to clean up the wiring behind my desk. It's a project in itself. So we'll see what happens. And there was a temporary thing that I was going to do, but I could never find anybody to help me make a hole in the wall. So I'm just going to have to assume that no one's ever coming.
All right.
So I guess I'm going to go to plan whatever letter I'm up to.
B?
I've been rearranging this room for over a decade. If you go even further back, you go to 17 years ago when I took the wallpaper off with a steamer and tried to paint the walls myself, which did not look aesthetically pleasing.
All right.
So on that note, shall we adjourn so that you may go and watch your political theater?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Until next time.
Until next time. Bye, folks.
Goodbye, everyone.